Welcome to Remote Guys Night, the show where brothers distributed across the world come together over the internet to drink beers, tell stories, and exchange jokes. I'm Tyler Boucher, and with me tonight I have Jeff Johnson, my honorary brother. And Jeff, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Seagram 7 and Diet 7-Up because I'm watching my weight.
Gotta watch your figure. Mm-hmm. Diet 7 and 7.
That's right.
I'm getting classy. I'm drinking... it's wine. That's why I'm struggling. Apothic Red... Winemaker's blend from California. It's a 2017.
That's a good year.
Yeah, good year. I really don't know a lot about wine. I just know I like red wine.
Yeah. It's nice and dry.
Yep. I don't know what kind it is, but.
The blend, I think they do. They always, this is a new thing they say, it's a red blend, and I think they just blend shit that they couldn't sell together, like a Merlot mixed with something, or like a Pinot or something, and sell it as a blend. It's
right.
It does the trick.
Just give it a good name so you can sell it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were on a bit of a health kick before the shit hit the fan, and so we're doing like low salt, low fat, low sugar, and so we started drinking, you know, Diet 7-Up, right? And no soda really at all, but if we were having 7 and 7s, we do Diet 7-Up.
Yeah.
We're like, fuck it, because of the apocalypse, and just started, you know, drinking, eating whatever we could get, because we can't get fresh shit all the time. And
yeah,
I went and bought just normal 7-Up and tried to have a drink with it, and it just was the most syrupy fucking, like, it literally tasted like I was drinking a lollipop, and we couldn't do it. It's like crazy that if you get off of sugar for a little while, that it's just intense as fuck.
Yeah, I feel that. It's weird what you just get accustomed to.
Right.
I still drink from your grandma's house, because she would always buy those diet Red Bulls. It's still the only Red Bull I can drink. I mean, I'm sure I could drink a regular one, but whenever I go to the store, I'm like, oh, I see the little diet Red Bull in the freezer, and I'm just like, hell yeah, and I grab one of those.
Yeah, the low sodium was such an eye-opener for me, because, you know, everything that's salty fucking tastes good, right? So, you know, you put every seasoning has salt in it. Everything has salt in it, sodium. And so apparently that helps you, or it makes you retain water more, which is a lot of weight is with water. And so if you want to cut some quick pounds, you get rid of sodium and you stop
drinking
water. And we were doing this forever, right? We had Mrs. Dash, which is like the salt-free bullshit. And so no seasonings on any of our food, really.
Is it good, the Mrs. Dash stuff?
It's fine. I mean, it tastes like any other seasoning without salt, you know.
So it's like they have like a salt alternative in there or something?
No, it's just no salt. So
no salt, okay.
They have all the other seasonings, but just salt-free. But so we're doing this we did like pretty good for a couple solid weeks. Like I probably cheated and had a Hot Pocket at work or something here and there. But I went and had a burger with Cody at the restaurant in Newburgh. It's supposed to be like an Irish pub, but it's not really. Anyhow, I had this big ass juicy bacon cheeseburger, and I bit into it, and I could just actually taste the bacon. I was like, holy fuck, like that bacon tastes amazing, like the salty, like fatty.
Right.
I could just taste it all because I wasn't numb to it all for so long.
Right. Right now I bite into a bacon burger and it's just delicious, but I can't like tell the bacon from everything else, really.
Yeah, no, I've had a million bacon cheeseburgers, but nothing had tasted like that, because I had no salt, little fat, you know, little sugar for so long that it was just like, what, like flavor, actual flavor that I could like an overload, you know. It's like, instead of just like the basic, oh, this is a delicious burger, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with sugar, but now that you say it, I'm definitely fucking, I eat way too much salt, I'm sure. We season the shit out of everything, and then I eat a lot of like, I'll eat a lot of like freezer foods and stuff, and those are like salty as hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and preservatives too, but we got really bad where the local coffee shop here in town, we would go and get giant flavored Red Bulls like a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. And it's like two Red Bulls in with some flavoring that has so much sugar. And
right.
Like, we're just like doing that. And then if we weren't doing that, we'd go get a Red Bull at the store. And then it's like, fuck, it's just like, weighs you down, and then the crash from the sugar is terrible. And so we sort of stopped doing that, and then we would just do coffee with creamer that has sugar but not as much as like a Red Bull. And then the Bang energy drinks.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Is that the ones that have like creatine in them? Or there's like a version.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're like people actually use them as a pre-workout. Yeah. It's like no sugar. No, I might have that aspartame or whatever, the bad like sugar or the sweetener. No, actually, I don't think it has that. But a lot of caffeine, a lot of fucking vitamin B12 and all that, like all the good shit that gets you going, but no crash. And they actually fucking taste good. Like that's the craziest part. Like the cotton candy ones blow my mind. It's like because it's like it's not good for you. I mean, none of that shit's good for you, but it's not like a Red Bull. Right. But it gets you going. You don't have the crazy sugar crash, and it tastes good. Like most of the health conscious ones taste like fucking dog shit.
Right. But they inject some shit in there. It like tastes good, and then they inject some shit in there that's healthy for you somewhat or whatever. Yeah, I was drinking them. Someone brought them to it was like Sammy's family, and they did a camping trip, and one of her like cousin or something. He brought a bunch of them. He's like fucking. You gotta we were chasing the liquor with Bang or whatever. He's like, you gotta chase that with Bang, dude, to get you jacked. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? I was like, energy drink. He's like, it's got creatine in it, man. It's gonna get you jacked up. I'm like, oh shit, really? Yeah. And I was taking a lot of creatine at the time too, and I was just like, oh, perfect. I left my creatine at home. Like, okay, give me some of that shit.
It's like old school Four Locos.
Yeah.
Jacked full of caffeine and vitamins.
Yeah. It tasted pretty good though. I think he had like a candy apple or something like that, or just maybe it's just apple.
Yeah, that's a good one. The cotton candy, there's nothing like it. Like, doesn't taste exactly like cotton candy, but it's like that one of those candy flavors that's like actually good and pleasurable.
Yeah.
To drink. You're not just drinking it because you have to.
Like fucking sweet tarts. I love sweet tarts.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Fucking. We weaned off of it, but it was – I've been hearing about that carnivore diet that you know, obviously Joe Rogan talks about it a lot, and just meat, nothing but animal products.
That sounds so crazy to me, but, like, I mean, I've never done – I didn't even know it was a thing, to be honest, until he brought it up. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to try. I mean, I would love it. I fucking love – that's basically what I shoot for, you know?
Yeah. I design all my meals around some sort of big meat.
Exactly, yeah.
Usually red if I can have it, but the steak prices have gone up recently, so it's a little bit harder. But, it's like just eating steak, just smoking steak for every meal.
You imagine, man? Yeah. I feel like at that point you'd have to do – you'd be like, all right, I'm going to have a light meal day where you eat like some white fish or something, you know, with just like a little bit of lemon on it, and that's it. Right. Just to like give your – got a break. Is he still doing it?
No, he said that he quit because of quarantine, because if he can't get, like, if he runs out of meat and then he can't get shit, he's not going to just, like, starve. So he's doing pastas and breads and stuff. But no, that would be, I mean, a proper diet all over is meat and vegetables. If you eat nothing but meat and vegetables, you're going to, like, either lose weight or be more healthier, no matter what. Like gastrointestinal, that's what people are like designed to eat. We're herbivores, we're omnivores, and we're supposed to just eat meat and vegetables. We're not supposed to eat like high fructose corn syrup, and we're not supposed to eat like fucking a ridiculous amount of salt and all this shit that's not in. Like, you could probably get some salt in your diet if you're a fucking caveman, but it's not like you're not putting salt on every fucking.
Yeah, like the amount we eat is like in fucking insane for sure. Yeah, that's why so many people have like bread, whatever, gluten intolerance and like and lactose intolerance, just because it's like, you know, it's more recent that we've become accustomed to it. So there's still issues, you know.
So get this, when Mel was little, we started having problems with her poop. Like she had blood in her poop a couple times, and so we're freaking out about it. And we're trying to figure it out. We took her to the doctor and test for like, you know, crazy cancers and everything came back, everything came back clear. And so the only thing that could have been was some sort of intolerance to either one of the allergens, like gluten or dairy or nuts or something, you know. So we cut everything out, dude. We were all those were dairy free. We were fucking all that shit, like nothing in our diet, eggs, no eggs, no dairy, no nothing. So we did that for a few months, right? And here and there, I would have my own when I was at work or whatever. But we found that her poop cleared up. It was fine. Everything was fine. And so we started reintroducing it, right? The dairy specifically, like if I go drink a milkshake or if I go get one of those fucking, if I go drink one of those ridiculous Dutch Bros coffees that is just pretty much just milk and cream, I drink one of those, it fucks me up. Like it
Yeah,
fucks me up
like
bad.
gets you like tired or just fucks up your
No,
gut
no,
or
my
both.
like that gives me the shits, and it makes
Oh
me it,
yeah.
like makes my fuck like you know when you get like bubble guts and you just feel it go down through you, it
Yeah.
fucks me up because I like grew an intolerant or an intolerance to it by not having it for a couple months.
Yeah, totally. You,
Super weird.
dude, I do that. I've always kind of done it, but especially now because I stay away from it more because I'm more cautious. But like spicy food, I fucking love. It's which is really shitty because I love spicy food, but it just fucks with my guts, gives me the shits, everything. Like sometimes if it's real spicy, I'll like wake up in the middle of the night and I'm just like, oh, like I can't even sleep, you know? But like I still put myself through that hell sometimes just because I'm like, oh, this dish is too good, I gotta eat it. I mean, we don't make it at home, but sometimes if we go out and I'm like, I see something that's spicy and I really want it,
Oh,
I just order it anyways, and then I'm like, fuck, dude. I wish I
yeah.
didn't do that. I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah. I fired up my grill yesterday for the first time since fall.
Oh, did you make your world famous jalapeno poppers, dude?
I did. And I
Oh.
fucking shit you not, dude. They ran through my guts within like
It's
2 hours. 2 hours.
like
And
physically impossible to do it, though. I believe
no,
it.
I
I
know
believe
it.
you.
I don't know if it was like the oils from it ran through my guts faster than everything else or what, but I was on the, well, it, maybe it was more than 2 hours, but I was on the toilet that night, fucking ring of fire shitting, like blowing up the toilet.
That's what I do too. It runs, and my body's just like, get it the fuck out of here immediately.
Yeah, because I like we'll do hot sauce on stuff, like you know, whatever we have eggs in the morning, do a little bit of hot sauce and that, like my body could tolerate that. But I had we didn't have food for me to take for lunch. I usually always pack my own lunches, so I hit up the little store at work and got a big ass spicy breakfast burrito one morning, and holy shit, dude, it ran through me like a fucking snake through a tunnel. It was like just. I was blowing the toilet up at work, and I was like stuck. I stuck in there, and then like I finally finish up and go out, and the boss is like, "Dude, I've been looking for you for 20 minutes." And I was like, "Yeah, I forgot about the gas station burritos, what they do to my intestines, you know? It'll fucking tear me up." So he just like chuckled because he knew, and like everybody knows, not supposed to eat gas station burritos.
Love that stuff though, that like the hot section at a gas station or like a grocery store. I'm always like, I want two pieces of sticks, a corn dog, a fucking some of those shitty looking buffalo wings that have clearly been sitting there all day. The crusty whatever mozzarella sticks. Give me a few of those. What kind
Yeah,
of
so
sauces you got?
when we were up there last, your Sammy's was his her cousin, the guy, can't remember
Oh
his name,
yeah.
but
Yeah.
I can't remember, but
I can't either.
he was talking about the munchers at the gas stations, right? The little they're like tater tots, but they're stuffed with like cheese and
Oh,
jalapeno.
those are some of my favorites, yeah.
Oh God, they're so good, right? And so we were getting like because Center Market's really close to us, so we don't have very many options for food. So if we don't feel like cooking lunch, we'll run down and grab. Well, we used to run down and grab some, whatever. And then Mel, she's two. She turns two in a couple days, but for like 6 months ago, she knew that they were called munchers, right? So she's like, "Oh, can I have another muncher? Oh, I like munchers, whatever." And so we bought at the grocery store some like not tater tots. They're not the tater tot shape, but they're like the muncher shape, like the round, like the fucking oval shaped. They look like munchers, right? And so
Yeah.
we put them on the plate with our burger for dinner. She's like, "Oh yeah, I love munchers. I love munchers." Just holds them up. She just like remembered from months ago that these little tiny things are called munchers. So fucking funny.
That's her world, man. She's probably just obsessing over them, just like dreaming about munchers and shit when you're that, when you're that age. It's like
Yeah.
munchers are life.
Yeah.
Hunters.
It's hilarious. I just texted my wife to bring me another drink because she said she'd be on deck for it, but.
That's what I do to Sammy all the time. I was like, "Help, help,
Oh, actually,
hear me, hear me."
hold on. Actually, my headphone's wireless, so I'm just gonna. We can still chat while I go get another drink.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's actually, dude, I need to upgrade.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Leash got me these for Christmas, right? And because I was using a wired set for my PlayStation across the living room, and it's like it was terrible. She had to walk under it, and everything was annoying. And then got me these. Now I can be playing my game, go take a piss, and. Still be chatting with,
Yeah, sweet.
Yes, I did text you, but it's fine. You want to say hi to TY?
What's up? You're famous now. You're on the podcast.
He said, "What's up? You're on the podcast." Just
Oh
walked
yeah.
out.
There was an episode we did with this, and Brett was like, "You guys, I have a surprise for you on the podcast." 'Cause he'll like withhold information from us on purpose. So like we really don't know some of the stuff he'll bring up on the podcast. And he was like, we get on the podcast, like, all right, what's the secret, Brett? And he's like, so I can't remember why, it was some medical issue, but he had gotten like a fucking giant jug of laxative that his doctor had prescribed to him, and he had to drink the entire bottle of laxative. And so he's like, I'm currently calling you from my bathroom, I'm on the toilet.
That's hilarious.
And he wasn't able to like eat anything, and so he was like literally shitting while he was doing the podcast the entire fucking time.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
But he could have used your wireless headset then, I guess.
Yeah,
He'd be like, hold on, I gotta mute it. He'd mute the microphone and then probably just blow his brains out and then
right.
back to it.
Now the one I have, it's super nice because obviously wireless, but it's got a like a I'll show you on the camera right here. I can just
That's the mute. Oh yeah, I can't hear
and then you can hear me again.
you. That's
So
nice.
yeah, so if I'm like chatting and then one of the kids comes out like hollering, I can just mute myself or whatever.
Yeah, I love all the like videos and memes going around right now because everyone's like working it from home and they're all using Zoom, which we used the other day, but like people leave it on and they go in the bathroom and like with their video and they're peeing in front of everybody and
Yeah, the funniest one I saw was like it was a email from somebody's boss, and he was saying, "Hey, like I know you've been working from home, and that's awesome, makes sense. But when you're on your breaks, you know that you can press this one button and then black out your screen, so we don't see what you're doing while you're on your break, because you just watch him porn on his break." And everyone could they were mirroring his screen so that everyone could see he was watching porn, so
oh my god, dude, that's like my biggest nightmare. I set my Zoom all up like long ago just to like I it's all fucking dialed down, so like I'm automatically muted when I come on the call, automatically no video, automatic like all this shit, and then like I have to talk, I have to hold down the space bar, like I can't toggle it on off because I ran into situations where like I toggle it on and I forget, and then you know what I mean, I don't want to be like, oh fucking Joe or whatever. And I mean, not that I talk a bunch of shit, but it just takes one time, you know?
Oh no, yeah, I know. Yeah,
So I'm
that.
just like, all right, I have to hold the space bar down the entire time. So there's like no way, hopefully, knock on wood, that I can forget.
I know that's like at work, like the well now we're super weird. We're all staggering breaks, and there's
Oh
only
yeah,
like.
you're saying you're like, you all have to stay apart just at work though.
Oh yeah, like well, we started staggering lunches and breaks, so it's like normally there's like 8 or 10 people in there for a break, and everybody like chats, and like you'll hear people's stories and stuff, even if you're not interacting. But now it's like they split them, so it's like 3 or 4 people per break, and then you have to no, you're not allowed to sit at a table with anyone, so everyone's at different tables, and so like talking's weird, and it's like I don't talk very much at work anyways because I cuss like a fucking sailor, and I am inappropriate as fuck, and it's like I'm not my normal speaking isn't safe for work, and so
Right.
I just I'll chat with somebody at my same table and like exchange stories, but I don't like bullshit because I fucking I'm gonna say something wrong and somebody's gonna be behind me that hears it, and somebody's gonna tell somebody. It's like I just don't I
Yeah,
avoid it.
yeah.
But yeah, now even so, breaks are weird. We hardly even talk. And then out on the floor, everyone has to stay 6 feet apart. So it's like, I'm not going to sit there and tell one of my buddies at work this fucked up story that I have because I'm 6 feet away and I'm yelling it. So somebody, somebody 10 feet away the other way is going to hear it. And it's like, I don't want to get fired for fucking telling a pussy joke, you know?
Yeah, right. And then when I pulled it out,
yeah,
there was shit all over it.
Yeah, like just... exactly. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, you were saying you were like, I'm starved for fucking social interaction, because of it.
It's fucking weird because we've been doing like this, like a super serious quarantine, like except for like today was the first time that because Alicia started work today, so she went like to the hospital and was doing orientation and doing all this stuff, and so she was like putting herself out there. And then when she got home, I had to go pick up a Chromebook from Lila's school because they loaned them out so she could, because they canceled school for the rest of the year.
Really?
Yeah, it's done. Like public school in Oregon is done until.
Damn, I didn't know that. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was supposed to start up at the end of this month. And now it's done until next fall or whatever. Yeah, so. I went to like Center Market and got some beers and went to the school and went to the grocery store and got like some hamburger buns. But it's like, besides that, we've been hella fucking hell bent on not having any contact with anyone. So we would do Fred Meyer pickup for groceries and stuff like that. So basically you just pull up, call them, they put it in your trunk and say, see you later. And then same with like, Roth's and Mac, it's you pull up, do the same thing, there's loaded in your trunk. We literally haven't gone anywhere in any store in a couple weeks,
right?
So it's like I don't have any like, hey, how you doing, buddy, hey, what's up, even though I fucking usually loathe that shit. I fucking hate small talk.
Yeah
but
same
now that I've been, it's just like me and the girls and Leash, and so it's like, you know, we interact and have a good time, but it's like nothing outside of that.
You just want someone, anyone else to interact. Just some diversity, just anything. Yeah.
Right. It's so weird. I've never would have, because I'm not like in public and stuff, I'm not a very social person. I like, if I roll in the Dutch Bros fucking line, I want to get the fuck out of there. I don't want to tell this person what I'm doing today and shit like that. But now I feel like if I went through Dutch Bros, I'd be like, oh, well, actually, I've been working on my yard for the first time
in
a year and a half. No, it's funny. So that guy that mowed my yard, right? I was chatting with him, and that was cool. But I ordered some beer from Center Market because Center Market delivers here in town, beer and whatever you want from Center Market, you know?
Yeah.
And the same guy delivered to me a couple weeks ago when everything first started, and he was like hella short with me, didn't say, he was like, can I see your ID, just like quick, and then handed me the shit and he dipped, right? And so this time he comes over, I think it was Monday or Tuesday yesterday, I don't know, but he comes over and I'm outside working on the yard, and he pulls up, gets out of his truck, hey Jeff, how's it going?
Like, everyone's real fucking cordial right now,
right? And he's like, oh yeah. I was like, oh, what's up? And he's like, gets out and he like drops a bottle of champagne out of his truck, and it didn't break, surprisingly, which is fucking insane.
Whoa.
And then he's like, oh, here's your champagne. I was like, do you need my ID? He's like, no, I got you last time, blah blah blah. And we're just like chatting, and then I was like, yeah, you can set that by the garage, because I have like a sanitation station in my garage. Have a table set up right in the, so when I get groceries, I can sanitize shit as it comes in the house. And he's like, oh yeah. And then he puts it down, he's like, oh, so what do you got going on? And then, because he sees that I'm doing something, and he's just like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to make the yard not look like shit, blah 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 blah. He's like, oh yeah, it's about that time of year. Just like this whole like interaction that 2 weeks ago he wasn't even interested in.
Yeah, and you probably weren't interested either. And then he's
no, not at all.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I pretty much hate small talk, and I was like very, very trans. It depends. Like, I can go back and forth, but like, I'm introverted most of the time. I still crave social shit every once in a while, but like. I don't really like small talk. I try to avoid it. But now, man, like, same deal. Like, same story. Some guy came and ground stumps for me, and he might have already been a talker. I don't know. But he was just like, he was telling me about how him and his wife are going to, they were like gonna try to go to the beach and like, but then that, you know, this whole coronavirus thing, and then I don't know, we just like had this whole long conversation, and then pretty much everyone I've interacted with now, when you get a minute, it's like, it's the night. My only solace is I get to go to the dog park and, you know, I see, you know, humans there, and everyone stands like away from each other, but you can like, oh, hi, how's it? And you can talk about your dogs or whatever. It's like my most, it's the funnest part of my day now. And kind of before it was like a chore. I mean, sometimes it was fun when it was like a nice day, but
right
now I fucking, I'm like, oh God, let's go to the dog park again. Let's go. We go like two times in a day, you know, just
like, I know, it's so weird. We've definitely been on the extreme end of it where it's like zero stores. If I run out of beer, you know, I'm shit out of luck. I can't run to Center Market. I can't. So it's like I have to wait for delivery the next day and everything, which that's what everyone needs to do. But
yeah, we sort of just
lapsed on it today for the first time. But
what'd
the
you guys
first
do?
Time. Well, what do you mean?
Oh, we lapsed on it. What'd you guys
do? Oh, no. Well, Leash started work today. So it's like,
oh, right.
She's around a bunch of people at a hospital, which is fucking hella sketchy. And then, so then I went to the grocery store in Sheridan, Center Market, and then I went and picked up a Chromebook from Lila's school. So, but besides that, like, we haven't fucking done anything.
Right. Yeah. You're more locked down than me. I guess I've been pretty like, we'll go. I mean, we've just been doing only super local stuff. We definitely haven't been as locked down as you, but we got a mail system, so we fucking queue the mail out, so we're not touching the mail immediately. Like, we wait a few days, we do that. We go to the store probably a lot more frequently, and we'll do it in person, but we just go to the one that's like right, you know what I mean, here. Not that it's less more safe, but you know, we do that. And then the dog park's probably the biggest one, and then but besides that, that's it. And me and Sam have been going on drives, a lot of drives, just like because it's something to do. We just drive around like the neighborhood, and we've been looking at or like different neighborhoods, honestly, and then like looking at houses or parks or whatever.
Driving around is perfectly safe because you're in your fucking car. But no, well, the store thing, it's like it doesn't. So that's like a lot of Alicia's friends, they're still just like partying with their friends and like doing all that, like going places all the time and just hanging out with people. And it's just like, that's what, like, yeah, maybe it's local, but you don't know if that one friend went to work and they work with someone that lives in Dallas, and Dallas has a high concentration of the virus, and but it's only in an old folks home, but somebody went, one of their family members went and visited their grandpa, you know, that before.
Yeah,
before.
Totally. You need to like just stay with the people if you don't live with them.
Right.
Don't hang out with them, essentially, which is basically what we've been doing.
Yeah. We have hand sanitizer in every card. So it's like if we do something or even like grocery pickup, we just sanitize if we have to grab a receipt. And then if we bring groceries home, and it's actually a pain in the ass and it's really frustrating, but we'll back the car up to the garage, open the garage. We have a table there with sanitizer wipes, a bottle of 99% alcohol, and a spray bottle.
Ooh, that shit will shit's good, man. Kill anything.
No, it'll kill anything, but it also makes paints and dyes bleed. So it's like if you spray,
the boxes are just like, you're like, what was this again? Is this Rice-A-Roni or fucking?
So a lot of the cardboard's okay, but like loaves of bread, since we've been eating bread again, if you spray a loaf of bread, that shit fucking leaks over, and the paint runs and it leaks on everything. It's crazy. It's like, and it looks like in Oregon that we're on the backside of the curve, but it's still like a little bit of precaution, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a reason we're on the backside of the curve too. So it's, you know, people hopefully doing a good job or whatever.
Yeah. It's so funny. I go to the grocery store today, and they have plexiglass put up and everything. And
I saw that I went to a Lowe's, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And then, but they had little signs on it explaining it, and I was like, oh shit, okay. We haven't even done grocery store that much because we've been doing that. We were doing this prior too, but we were like, we got a Costco card, and we've been like stocking up and freezing shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like we only go like once every 3 weeks or month now to the grocery store anyway. So we just like, yeah, I saw that and I was like, whoa, that I feel like that's going to be the new normal though. Everywhere is just going to be doing those shields and the like, you see the dots they have where everyone in line has to be like,
yeah.
Separated 6 feet where you stand on the dot.
No, it's definitely because it's the first time I've actually gone into stores in 2 weeks and the vibe is so weird. It's like, I mean, which is good. Everybody needs to be aware of it. And there's people that aren't that'll still fucking.
But it's just like, so like anti-fucking human, you know? To not be like cordial. Like people don't want to look at you. People don't want to breathe at you. People don't, like, it's just, yeah, it's such a, it's the exact opposite of how we've been brought up, which is like, be polite, wave, shake hands. Yeah. Hug, say hi, get like you get close to people, you acknowledge them, you stare them in the eyes, and where everyone's doing the exact opposite, you know?
It's fucking, it feels unnatural. It's but
unnatural is a good word, yeah.
I was talking to Alicia about this, and my point was, imagine like being one of those germaphobes, like your brother's one of them. they've been doing this their entire life, and so now they're just like, oh, this is like every a normal day. Like they don't touch anyone, they don't touch anything, they don't do anything. Like that's what we're all doing now that we're not used to. And it's like, but at the grocery store they have screens up. But I still, the grocery store I put my card in, did everything myself. But they still touched my groceries with their gloves. They're wearing gloves, but they've been wearing the gloves all day.
Yeah, it's like the gloves protect them, but yeah. I don't know if it protects anybody else.
She just touched the person in front of me stuff that they touched and then touched my stuff. And the way that I've read about how contagious this is it stays on everything for at least a couple days. So it's like,
yeah. So the gloves aren't really helping. Probably it might even be making it worse. Who knows? But
well, the gas pumping, like that blew my fucking mind. So, you know, you have to pump your own gas now.
Really?
Well, some places.
Oh, that's going to be the reason Oregon finally switches over. Isn't it? It's like us in one other state, or I think we might be the only ones now, right?
On the West Coast at least, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. This might be the excuse that we need to switch over, you know?
No, so it makes sense, right? Last weekend, I needed gas, so after work, I stopped at Fred Meyer, and I knew I had to pump my own gas, so when I left work, I put a pair of gloves, rubber gloves in my pocket.
Oh, because you got to touch the handle now.
Right, so I get out of the car. I put the gloves on, right? So now my hands are good from my car, right? So I'm good. So I pump the gas, or I'm just going to start. I put my card in. I pull my card out of my wallet with the gloves on. Put it in. Touch the handle. Put the, you know, I'm touching everything, and then the fucking, they still have gas attendants to help you. Motherfucker walks up to me and stands right in my fucking face and is telling me how stupid it is that we're doing this because it makes everybody else touch stuff when only he needs to touch stuff, and he's standing right fucking next to me telling me all this, and I'm just like, okay. And then he's got me all frazzled, so I'm like, and then I put my card in, I put it back in my wallet, but now I've touched my card with my gloves that I've touched everything else with.
Yeah.
And I put it back in my pocket, which I have my keys in, and then it's like, what the – it's just like
– Yeah, right.
Completely redundant when I could just hand the dude my card. He handed my card back. I sanitized it and put it in my back of my wallet.
Right. And that is – he is – yeah, I guess he is right, but what a fucking idiot though.
No, I know. He had some sort of mental handicap. You could just tell.
Okay.
He was talking, so like personal space – didn't matter to him no matter what was going on, you know.
Scrolls up, hey,
yeah,
that's stupid. You're just like, yeah. Dude, quit spitting on me, please.
Exactly. yeah. No, it's fucking, it's so weird. And I'm just sitting here like checking my 401k, and I don't have a lot of money in there, but it's gone down like. It's better now, but it was 35% at one point. And so I have like, I think like I had like 12 grand in there, and then it went down to like 8 grand in a couple days. It's like, holy fuck. And now it's up over 10 grand again. But imagine those people.
It'll go down again. It's all right though. But yeah, I know I do the same thing, even though I've been like, I'm trying to train myself. Like, don't look at it. Doesn't matter. I still am like, I'm looking at it, you know, but it's also kind of, it's an easy way to get like a pulse on what people, are thinking, you know, right now, or at least a certain segment of people are thinking. I don't know. It's like a, oh, that's what, obviously right now, if you look at the stock market, you're like, people are pretty optimistic,
right.
You know, not that that means anything, but like that just, you kind of get a sentiment from that other than just like reading the fucking five news publications. You know what I mean? Like this is really what the people think because they're voting with their dollar. You know what I mean? Like this is the honest opinion.
Yeah, the craziest part about the stock market in general is the influence a single person has on the stock market. So it's like I don't know if you ever followed the Snapchat epidemic of a while ago, maybe 6 months to a year ago. One of the Jenners, Kylie Jenner, she was a big influencer on Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
So she, like, everyone followed her. She had the most followers, blah, 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 blah. So one day they updated the app and she said, I don't like Snapchat. I don't like the new update. So I'm deleting it. And then Snapchat's fucking value went boom, hit the fucking bottom.
Oh, that's why? I remember that. Actually, I mean, I got off of Snapchat because everyone else did. And I was just like, oh, I do Instagram stories now.
Yeah.
And that was because I actually liked it and I would do those. And then I switched to Instagram stories, but I didn't know. I was like third party influenced by fucking Kylie Jenner or whatever.
Yeah, it was that's crazy. And so I was thinking about like I've been thinking about that with the stock market. Like obviously, you know, there was those senators that found out that the coronavirus was hitting the States and then they sold off stock insider trading. They're getting in trouble for it, right?
Right.
But last week, I think Donald Trump was like, "We're going to get this economy moving back by April 15th at the latest." And so he didn't actually fucking mean that.
Of course.
But
yeah.
But all his money that's tied up in these stocks needed that little bit of boost. He literally can boost the stock market with what he says. So, oh yes, the economy in America is going to go up in the next 2 weeks.
Guaranteed, then, because of what I say then, right now.
And then boom, 15% my fucking retirement went up.
Yeah, it's like, true. Or not even him. It's like the rat hole thing from like Wolf of Wall Street. Like maybe he doesn't even trade, but he's like, all right, you guys, I'll say this in the future and you can bet that the stock market's going to – he tells all his friends, but the deal is you have to give me a cut or maybe it's a favor like the Godfather. Like favors are more valuable than money. So he's like, right. But when I come to you, you're going to do what I say. You know what I mean? Like
if I need a little bit of money to boost my next campaign, you'll be
right. Or if I need to kill somebody or fucking Nancy Pelosi just gets murdered somehow or commits suicide.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. I don't do politics.
I try not to, but it's so hard right now because it's like mixed with everyday life, you know.
Well, okay. Well, no. Let me reiterate.
Sort of.
I don't pick a side in politics. I follow it because I need to know what's going on and like with the world stuff.
Like you follow as much as you have to. I mean, at least that's for me.
Yeah. No. I have to. But I would never be like, yeah, fucking Donald Trump is amazing just because I agree with his political standing.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You know I fucking like Donald Trump because he is fucking hilarious.
The funniest president by far. I never really watch anything, but I've been watching the live press conferences or whatever. And there's one line I don't have it word for word, but he says quote, like it's a bad quote, but he says like, you gotta ride it like a cowboy. I swear to God, he said that live, dude.
No, I don't.
I'm just dying.
That's the best thing. So it's he's fucking hilarious, and he's been in show. But like, did you ever watch The Little Rascals? He's been on movies since The Little Rascals, and that was like 30 years ago or something.
I didn't know he was in that. I saw him in we were watching Home Alone, and he gives Macaulay Culkin directions in the Trump Tower.
Oh, that's, cool.
That's where he stays when he like charges his dad's credit card is in the Trump Tower.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, hey, mister, do you know where the fucking whatever room is? And he's like, oh, I think it's that. And I was like, is that fucking Trump too? And then actually Sammy's it was like her foreign exchange student, but now they're like bestie friends, and she's from Paris and she came and stayed.
I was
there. You met her. That's right. We were all coming out. And we were watching the roasts. I just had it on YouTube and watched a bunch of roast shorts. And she thought it was real funny. She's like, what is this show? I was like, oh, roast. And then I forgot fucking Donald Trump was on there, which I advise anyone to go back and watch because it's fucking hilarious.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's great.
And she was like, what? She had no idea. She's like, because obviously he's known around the world. And then, but she was like, he's on here? I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. They did a roast of Donald Trump. That's hilarious, man.
I know. That's fucking so funny. It's so, I don't know. I obviously, a lot of my news and shit comes off a Joe Rogan podcast because at home I never have the news on. I mean Facebook too. Like I'll scroll through shit, but that's you know centered to whatever Facebook wants you to see. But they were saying that they want a president that is no nonsense, will do whatever they need to on military standards. And apparently there's somebody running, some girl that was in the military and she's now running for president or something, whatever. But they were saying that that's what everybody thought. That's why Trump won, is because everybody thought that he was going to be that no nonsense guy that doesn't give a fuck, like, and like not have any bias to what he was saying and doing, which ended up not being true. He's gives a shit about his businesses and he's gonna have bias on that. But this girl like doesn't have a bunch of money. She just got out of the military, served two terms in the military, wants to get out and fucking actually run the country like it should be run. But my point was that Trump, that was the illusion that Trump gave to everybody.
Yeah,
I can say grab her right by the pussy. I can tell somebody to shut up on live TV. I can tell a fucking news anchor that they're fucking stupid. But that's like
legitimately. Well, it's just like anti the whole like everyone being super fucking sensitive movement, you know? It's like that's what he represented was like that. Like, okay, let's grab her right by the pussy is like, let's not.
Yeah.
You could, yeah, like you said, you're free to do it and say whatever you want again, which is like what a lot of people are trying to combat in a way. But yeah, ultimately, it's like I'm team fucking every single politician is corrupt. That's why they're politicians in the first place. You know, or like I'm not even corrupt, just like everyone's looking out for their own interest. And well, so no. Any human being in that position with that much power, it's like. Well, you're just going to look out for your own interest, you know? I mean, I don't know what – to a certain degree. But, like, you're, obviously there's certain moral, like, obligations you have, and I think everyone has those. But, like, your view, Jeff, is still going to be skewed to your life and your family. And, like, you can't help that. It's not, like, evil or wrong. It's just the truth of living life, you know? Like, to pretend they're any different is kind of crazy.
100%, but my opinions are not based off of the stocks that I have in one certain company. Like,
yeah, I mean that's fair.
It's so there's
that's people. A rich man's problem, which is
that 100%
politicians, you know.
So I don't follow it, but when I come across something, I go down into a little bit of a rabbit hole. When it's someone that is on the board of directors for some sort of medical company. And then they are a politician and they have direct responsibility over choosing whether or not something gets taxed or something is passed in the medical field. It's like, so they have control over whether or not the drug that they are a stockholder in is passed into and made legal to sell. You know, like that's what corruption.
How could you not game that? How could you not?
Yeah, corruption, there's a spectrum, just like anything. It's like some people want to make a little bit of money. Some people
it might be a corruption for like a altruistic reason. It's not, like I said, like favors are more valuable than money sometimes. It's not always about money necessarily.
Right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of reasons people are motivated to do things, and money's one of them for sure, but it's not all of it. And some of it's family and some of it's, you know, the well-being of other people, and sometimes it's not, and you know.
Well, this might be a nice transition into our next topic. So politicians, right? So there's a left and the right, and they all have their views, and they all say that they believe in these certain things, right?
Yeah.
So one side says, "Oh yeah, guns. We're gonna right to bear arms. We're gonna bear arms. Nobody's gonna take your guns away. Nobody ever will." And then there's the other side that it says, no, guns are terrible, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to take your guns away. We're going to take all your guns. But that person that's saying those things, maybe they could have grown up with guns in their house. They could have guns in their safe at their house. But somebody says, all right, here's $500K for your campaign fund, but you have to say you're going to ban guns, which they don't actually give a fuck whether or not guns are banned, but that's their political party they chose.
Oh, and yeah.
Now they have to ban guns because somebody gave them $500,000 for their
campaign. Oh, yeah, right. You got to play the part, you know. There was this business guy, fucking remember Colby? He worked for the gopher guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, okay, so he works for gopher. He like traps gophers. Yeah, he made a good living for himself, owned his own business, and he works with all these farmers. And he told me one day, essentially, because I was building his website for him, he told me you gotta play the fucking part, because he like made some kind of like joke about me being a geek or something, and I like shrugged it off, and he's like, dude, you just gotta play the part. He's like that's what I do. He's like, I play the part. He's like, I'm the fucking redneck gopher guy. I was like, you just gotta like play the role that you're cast in. So like, if you're Democratic or Republican, whatever, even if you don't agree 100%, you just gotta like, you gotta just,
right,
you know, just gotta fit into that rivet. Otherwise, no one's gonna accept you. If you're like sitting on the fence, no one likes fence sitters. You know, they're not gonna vote for that person.
So fucking weird. It's like, I don't know. It's like, well, with the news that I haven't watched the news in a long time, but I'll catch tidbits on Facebook and stuff, and it's never what is actually going on ever. It's Donald Trump fucking made some sissy Afghanistani cry before he got killed by the Navy SEALs, or it's Donald Trump killed an innocent family man.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. There's no in between.
It's all – no, and I'm so sick of hearing about him. It's like, don't you have anything better to – I stopped watching – fuck it. This is way before, like, when he first got elected. I was actually kind of like, the whole fucking riots and stuff. I was like, whoa, this is crazy, right? Unprecedented times. Like, we don't really have riots like this. And then but then it just became, like, just tons of – it's like that's all everyone was talking about. And I just fucking tuned out, dude. I was just like, I can't handle this anymore. Yeah. SNL. I can't even watch SNL anymore because it's all Donald Trump skits, and they suck. Everything. The only reason people like him is because they have this fucking weird, like, jerk-off fetish about, like – about chastising Donald Trump. It's the only reason they think it's funny. It's not good at all. It's not good. It's so fucking horrible. But people watch it. Like, God, dude.
It's
I hate it. So sick of hearing about it.
I never became political because I never had a political household, I think, growing up. And then also I realized it was stupid. And also the same thing for sports to me. Like, so many people get so fucking worked up if their sports team loses a game.
Right.
It's like, that's the same thing. It's like, oh, my the person that I wanted to be president didn't win presidency.
Right.
But it's like,
agreed. It's like the Democrats are like the fucking Raiders right now.
Yeah.
And I honestly think you're all stupid for being obsessed with your sports team. But right now, the Democrats are the Raiders. And there's just like no one wants them in their house. Like, get the fuck out, dude.
It's
all you're talking about. You're obsessed. It's ridiculous.
You waste so much of your life obsessing about something that's out of your control.
I don't care if it was just like reporters or just politicians, but it's like it's seeped into like my everyday life where I have to fucking talk about it with my friends, and I'm like, dude. No one cares about your stupid opinion. You're not doing anything to help the situation. You're just fucking clicking on your computer and you're researching, and then you're telling me the stupid shit you read from some post. Like,
no, okay.
Shut up. Let's talk about anything.
That's the worst part is nobody's researching anything. Oh, hi, Melly Mel. Sorry. They are seeing what has been presented to them on their Facebook feed or their Instagram feed from what they've searched.
Already liked or whatever. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, there's no research. It's a sheeple dynamic. They're seeing, oh, God damn it, President Trump killed some innocent Afghani, or, fucking Donald Trump murdered some terrorist. Hell yeah. You know, it's like,
yeah, right.
Nobody
both
actually
sides,
knows.
Both sides.
Nobody knows what's going on.
And all platforms are doing this because like they're just their algorithms are getting so good and they're playing all this machine. But like I look at Google News and I know that this happens. I still look at it. I try to be good, but like I scroll through my thing and it's all about. Well, right now there's a lot of coronavirus stuff, but it's you can tell it's exactly what I've searched for. It's exactly it'll be about cryptocurrency. It'll be about tech shit. It'll be about the stock market, and it'll be like titles that I swear to God, someone who personally knows me wrote.
Oh, you know
what I mean? Like that's what it feels like sometimes. It's crazy.
No, it's fucking insane.
The targeting is incredible. That's why these ad companies get so much money is because they're able to just know everything about you and they're able to target you fucking so specifically that they can deliver you that piece of content that you're just like, there's 99% chance you're gonna click on it. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So I'm just gonna go through my Google News and just read you my top five headlines.
Okay.
Right? That's been suggested to me. Okay. So number one, millions of low income Americans at risk of missing out on stimulus payments.
Yeah.
Which I already know what that's about.
Right. Same. I've been researching that as well.
Yeah. 50 million people may gather for the Greater American Eclipse, the most watched event ever.
Whoa, there's going to be another eclipse?
Apparently.
Oh, good idea, Jeff.
Georgia Republican candidate promises to give away AR-15 gun to protect against looting hordes.
Yeah, all right. So, for all the people who are against guns, does that show up in your Google News feed?
Exactly.
No, it doesn't.
Exactly. No, that's specifically because I watch gun videos on YouTube.
Right.
This is an ad. I'm going to skip the ad, but get a DJI Mavic mini drone for $70 off.
Jeff just got a drone for Christmas.
Yeah. All Allstate customers to receive a shelter-in-place paycheck due to traveling less.
Are you an Allstate customer?
No.
Okay. I was like, yeah, but probably because you recently traveled, you just took your honeymoon. So it's a fair bet.
Well,
I've
been messaging back and forth my State Farm representative because I was looking into life insurance. So that probably is what that came from.
Oh, yeah. I got some of that shit too, actually. It's actually like a ploy from Allstate to get you to switch.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though. It's like, yeah, exactly like you said about the gun thing. Nobody that doesn't like guns would ever get that pop-up on their feed.
Yeah, no, never.
This motherfucker in Georgia is giving away AR-15s. Like,
that's awesome, though. That's pretty cool. That's such a Georgian thing to do. Okay, speaking of that, I had to bring this up because it fucking blew my mind. When we were talking on Facebook Messenger, I mean, it's probably one of the most used messaging apps ever. I'm going to scroll back. But we talk about, because I want to buy some new guns and stuff. And so we've been talking about that. And you sent me, try to send me a link to a gun that's.
Jesus. Yeah.
From a legitimate website that sells, where you can sell guns on. And Facebook would not send it to me.
Blocked it. 100%.
Blocked it. And that was fucking, it pissed me off so bad, dude. A private, this isn't like a comment, this isn't a post, this is a private message between me and Jeff only.
Yeah.
And it was blocked because of the URL, because it was a gun website, which guns are not illegal here. The website is 100% legitimate, and it just, dude, oh my God. I cannot believe that. It fucking, I'm like, is this China? What the fuck is this? This is crazy.
So when Facebook, it used to be a free state on Facebook and you could do whatever you wanted, and that's like sort of the point of a social network. But I used to buy and sell guns on the Facebook Marketplace. I think you did too at one point. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh fuck, no, they probably got a lawsuit about some felon that bought a gun.
Getting in all that trouble, like that Congress Trump would share.
Yeah, and so they shut it down, right? And so. Like, that's cool. Yeah, don't let people buy and sell guns off your website if you don't feel like it. You know, that could be sketchy for you. Like, you helped a felon get a gun and kill somebody, whatever.
Yeah, that's like a totally fair private business thing. You're totally within your rights to, I mean, do that, you know, I guess.
Take it into Instant Messenger. Like, that is so far beyond the fucking line that I can't even fathom it. And then, like, what? Like, I can't, I cannot tell you.
Why? Like, why? What's the reason for it? I don't even understand the, like, what's your, well, I guess, no, not even reason. What's the justification for it? Because your backers don't, are against, are super left-leaning and they don't agree with guns. Like, that's, yeah, I mean, that's literally 100%. Your only reason. That's literally your only reason. That's fucking.
Your shareholders don't like it. And so your people that most Americans aren't allowed to do it now. Like, what the, it doesn't make any fucking sense to me, but you can still, like, you could go on arm. I don't know. I don't know. It pisses me off so bad that it just flusters me. It's like,
and it was crazy. Because I was telling you this too. I had this like couch surfer guy from China over, and he was like, we were talking a little bit of politics, you know, but we were hanging out all weekend. He's a really cool dude. And then he was talking about their app is I can't remember the name of it. WeChat.
WeChat, yeah.
So that's their like messenger app, and it's like endorsed by the government. So of course it's like heavily monitored. And that's not like a conspiracy, that's like fact. But they admit it. I mean, it's not like any, but so he was saying that like, he was telling me that he's tried to send certain articles to friends, and he was telling me like the current like president or whatever is that the youth don't really like him because he's it's funny because he has like broken English, so he was describing like what we would consider like conservative. He's like, he likes the old ways, but yeah, it's different than a conservative here, obviously, because the old ways in China is a different old ways than here. Like, we have different histories, right? So like, but he was like, oh, he wants to bring things back to how they were, but the youth want to like change things to more Western, you know? And I was like, oh, so he's like a conservative. And he's like, you know, cause that's what that means, like the definition. And so he's like, yeah, I guess so. And then he's like, we don't like that. And then he was telling me that he tried to send a specific, like, I don't know if it was a link or just a message or something to one of his friends. And it's kind of even more fucked up than Facebook, but he tried to send it, and it showed that it sent on his phone, but his friend just like, never receive it. They just ghost it. So they don't.
Well,
they don't even want you to know.
It was the same thing. You never got it. You never got mine.
That's true. But at least like they did warn you. I saw, right? They sent you like a warning message, like, "Hey, this isn't allowed." Because, but they didn't even give a reason. It was just like, "This isn't allowed." And you're like, "What the fuck?" Can't give a reason because there really isn't one. You know.
Yeah, no.
What's your reason going to be? Because we don't agree with guns. That would be the only thing you could put in that warning message.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it's like, man, it's like saying you don't agree with free speech. Why don't you block curse words too? And Brock, like, I mean, it's fucking incredible. Like,
yeah, they can, but it's so weird.
I mean, again, it's their right because they're a private company, but just like such a slight to users that it's scary, you know?
Well, and they've updated their like terms of service and stuff, and say you can't do that, and like, and it's their terms of service, and it's like, but it's such bullshit. It's like, so it's like, okay, let's bring up gun-free zones, right?
Yeah, like huge metropolitan areas that, like, obviously people are that close, and having guns is an issue because whatever, people shoot each other, and I mean, well, whatever, it's debatable, but I mean,
no, but so. Okay, I'll speak about Oregon in specific. In Oregon, if something says, if there's a sign on a door that says gun-free zone, there is no legal obligation for me not to take a gun in there. If I take a gun into Walmart...
Because you're a concealed carry.
Yes, I have my concealed carry permit. I can take a gun anywhere I want besides federal buildings.
Okay, those ones are like hard law.
Well, it's federal.
Oh, right. So it's a different thing. Like they can arrest you no matter what the state says.
Yes, and there's local, there's state and county buildings where I technically would be allowed to take a gun in there, but they have metal detectors.
You just don't do it.
Well, no, they have metal detectors at the door, and they'll, if you walk in, you won't get in trouble, but they'll make you take your gun out. And it's because it's state and county level stuff. But so like,
at that point, it's like, why, you don't want someone else handling your gun anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Why even bring it? So
you can check it at the door if you want, but it's pointless.
Which, again, it's their right. It's like, you can hold your concealed carry. You can carry a gun around. That's legal. But a private business doesn't have to allow you to take a gun inside. You know, they don't have to allow you admittance at all. I mean, it's not a private business.
No. Oh, but no. So, okay. My point being, Walmart saying it's a gun-free zone, I take my gun into Walmart every time I go.
Right.
It's concealed, so no one can see it. And so that they, but if they see a gun on you, they can ask you to leave. If they ask you to leave and you don't leave, they can call the cops for trespassing, because then you're not there.
Right. And your stance on that is good, bad, okay.
Okay, I think that present gun, apparent guns, like if I had a gun on my hip, it's gonna make some dude not want to rob me. It's gonna make some dude that has a bad agenda for that day, trying to do something bad, rethink his fucking proposition.
Dude, did you see that video of the, there was like some guy in a church service and he pulled, you might have even sent it to me, but he pulled out a
I sent it.
gun. You did? Okay. Yeah,
Well,
he
yeah,
pulled out a gun
he.
and then like five other people in the church service had their like concealed or just had guns on them, whatever, and they just gunned this dude down. He
Well,
like
yeah,
got like nobody.
he no, he popped a couple people, but
He
then he just
did.
got, yeah, he popped a couple people and then got dropped from on the other side of the building. But
They have the video of it. You can see it's so crazy.
no, but that, my thing is, like, if you make, like, so for the school system in Oregon, they say that it's a gun-free zone. But guess what? I have my concealed carry permit. Every time I walk Lila into school or go into that school, I have a gun in my pocket.
Yeah, right.
And so, but they don't want guns there, because guns kill school children sometimes when they don't have people there with guns to stop somebody that's crazy, right? But every time I walk into that school, or every time I pick Lila from school, there's one or two guns in, on me or in my car. The fact of the matter is, if some crazy motherfucker happens to have a gun and wants to kill some school kids, the only thing that's going to stop them is me. Perrydale is in the middle of nowhere. There's no cops anywhere near there. If some shit went down and there wasn't someone there with a gun, there'd be a lot of dead kids. And
Right.
so it's like, you declare a gun-free zone, which means legal people with guns aren't allowed to have guns there. It is a recipe for disaster.
I hear you. Like, you didn't have to say like everyone carry guns. You just have to like if you're like the bad guy, let's say, and you just know that there's a potential for other people to have guns at any location. Like, you know what I mean? It creates a different plan in your head. At the very least, you know, you're like, all right, well, you know, it's the schools aren't a gun-free zone. This isn't a gun-free zone. Like, you don't, those become immediate targets, you know, I
Okay,
guess.
so, well, okay,
Is what you're saying, I
no,
guess.
oh yes, that is what I'm saying. Let's backpedal a second. Let's talk about Chicago. Chicago, up until recently, you were not able to, a legal citizen was not able to buy a gun in city limits, and you were not able to own guns. Chicago, highest murder rate in the United States, because,
During the no guns thing.
yes.
Okay,
It's
okay.
gotten better, and the statistics show it. Not allowed to own guns, but criminals don't give a fuck about the laws. And
So
you can,
they allowed it and it got better.
yes, they started allowing people in the city to buy pistols only, and the murder rate dropped, because
Whoa.
people aren't armed robbery. Fuck, sorry,
I know what you mean.
they aren't doing armed robbery when they know somebody's gonna be packing.
Wow,
And
that's crazy.
so.
Because honestly, like I mean, I'm a pro having guns or whatever, but I was under the opinion that like country, not even like country, like super rural fucks, but like small town people or like whatever, they should have guns. But if you live in like in, not even like, I think Portland should have guns, but I mean like people in like LA where it's like super dense and there's tons of poverty. I was like, okay, like I can see banning guns in those areas, or even like a Chicago, but I mean, maybe that's not the case. I don't
No,
know. That's
but
I assume that was
listen,
right.
the banning guns is redundant. If you tell people, legal people, like law-abiding citizens, they can't have guns, they're not going to do it, because they don't want to go to jail, right? But the
Right.
gangbangers and shit that don't give a fuck, they're going to buy a fucking piece off the street no matter what.
Yeah.
It's redundant.
Yeah, I
So.
guess especially in like if it was a nationwide federal thing, like maybe it would work.
No,
But
it would,
like
listen, it would never work. You want to
but
know
let's just
why?
pretend it did work. Pretend it didn't work, but it definitely would never work in a society where you can go one city over and buy a gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that's gonna work, you know?
Yeah,
Like
that's
you're
true.
saying, the bad guys are absolutely, when they can call up their cousin who lives like 20 minutes outside where the and just say, hey, bring me a gun. Like, there's no, I mean, it's
That's okay.
impossible.
Okay, that is a good counterpoint to my ultimate point. But so bad people are going to kill people no matter what, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You have to give good people the tools to stop a bad person from killing them, right? It's a force multiplier. So it's like, okay, so you ban guns in a city. Well, guess what? I could go in my garage and make a gun right now out of just PVC pipe that I have and a nail. Like
Right.
there's
Yeah, or
never gonna
explosives or knives, shanks, whatever. Like, you can get creative if you really want to kill somebody. Yeah, obviously, it's like you're not going to have the force multiplier to murder like tons of people. But if you
Well,
really want to, you can get a
I
hold of
mean,
it no matter what.
Columbine, they killed a lot of people with household
Pro
chemicals,
yeah, propane tanks and like,
fertilizer bombs.
yeah.
So it's like, okay, but listen, America, okay, yeah, Europe does it. They still have killings. They still have gun violence there,
It's
even
less.
though it's
It's less. Like, if you look at the stats, it's less. But I think there's this comedian, and he's like, I think he's against guns. He didn't actually outright say it, but he has like a bit on it, Jim Jefferies. And he was like, he's like, the only argument, which I don't totally agree with, but I thought it was funny. And I think it's a plenty enough argument. He's like, the only argument Americans really have for, hey, what's up?
He says, "What's up?
Hi.
Okay, get back to bed, please."
She's like, I should be up for a little longer. But he was like, the only argument we have for keeping
Sure.
guns is like, fuck you, I like guns. And I think that's reason. I'm like, I think that's reason enough. Just the freedom of having guns. Like, fuck you, I don't want to give mine up. And
Well,
you know.
so it, we have our freedom of guns because of shit that happened 300 years ago.
Right. Oh,
Yeah.
like that tyrannical government thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's America or fucking Great Britain wanted to tell us that we couldn't do this or we couldn't do that. So we said, fuck. Okay. Just go to bed, please. I'll unlock it.
That's a valid, I think it's still valid. I like people who try to diminish it. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think they're being honest about it. Like, yeah, I mean, it's still a valid point. Still a valid
Well,
point.
the point is that we should never have any rights infringed on just because somebody feels uncomfortable about one of our rights. Because that's then it loops back to where what somebody feels uncomfortable about one of our rights, then what the fuck are rights?
Yeah,
You
what's
know what
on
I
the
mean?
yeah, and what's left on the table at the end of it?
Sorry, I have to give Lila some bonus time on her tablet.
Oh, you can just assign it from your phone?
Oh yeah, it's 100%. I can control everything she does from my phone. It's nice.
Ah, that's so rad. Can you like
Anyhow.
monitor everything that's on there too?
Oh yeah, so we gave her Facebook Messenger for kids, and I can see every video and text she sends or receives.
Nice. That's
And
so
the
nice, man.
yeah, it that's the only way that I would even let her do it
Yeah,
because.
hey man, my brother had this his a story like he let his daughter and he let she hit, it was YouTube Kids even, or maybe it was just YouTube, but regardless, it was just YouTube, and her friend came and stayed the night, and they like it turns out they were looking at porn, and he found it in the history, but like porn on YouTube. It was like
Yeah.
softcore-y, but he said it was kind of weird, like bondage, like kinky shit they were watching.
No,
And
yeah.
then he
YouTube
had to like
kids.
talk to her parents, and then she's
Oh,
basically
God.
never been allowed back over to the house. They're not like they weren't super mad, but they
Yeah.
also didn't let her ever spend the night again. So it's like a weird, awkward moment for everybody.
Right.
But I don't think, you know, neither of them are probably at that age though. They gotta start worrying about that.
Yeah,
What are you
no,
gonna
she.
do when what are you gonna do when the first boyfriend comes over? Are you gonna show him the guns?
It depends on how old she is. I don't know, because this actually plays into like what we've been talking about for the past 20 minutes about everyone in the world being sissies and can't handle fucking anybody's rights except for they want to have their own rights recognized.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not gonna pull a gun at anyone because somebody will call the cops on me, but
yeah, totally.
I definitely will be sitting there cleaning my guns and just being like,
yeah, no, I didn't pull it on, but yeah, just let them know. Be like,
I'll sit there and I'll be cleaning my guns and I'll let my facial hair grow out a little bit and I'll just like
look like a little bit of a wild man, just fucking yeah.
Wild Jeff Johnson. Here I am.
Oh man.
Anyhow, we got on a bit of a tangent there. Let's find a topic. And
yeah, that was good though. It was a good.
Yeah, it's hard for me to like stay neutral on topics that.
Me too. I try so hard not to get polarized one way or the other, but like, it's I feel like that's all the news is, and like a lot of even my friends, it's like they just try to force me to pick a side. I'm like, no, dude, don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
Well, see, it's like
because it's gonna be against you, just by the fact that you're making me pick a side, it's gonna be against you. You know what I mean? I don't even care what you're saying. I don't even give a fuck. Just not whatever you're so worked up about.
Hold on just a second.
The next thing, the topic we're going to switch to, I think, is going to be Jeff's been microdosing mushrooms. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we can touch on that. Let me just finish making this drink real quick, and then I'll get back into the bedroom.
Are you doing another 7-7?
Yeah. Nice. Diet 7-7.
Ooh, girl.
Hold on just one second.
I got to pee.
I just peed and made a drink while we were still talking.
So. I know. I can't do that, though. All right. Are you back on the mic?
Yeah, I am.
All right. You got to monologue while I go pee real quick.
All right. So I'm right, sitting shoot. Here checking my 401k. And oh, boy, is it terrible. No, it's not too bad. Anyhow, I've been some places and seen some things, and I tell you what, ain't nothing like a good cup of whiskey to calm an uneasy mind. Ah, tastes so good. Well, he wanted me to monologue, but I ran out of things to say. I have never been endorsed or supported by Zyn nicotine pouches, but if Zyn nicotine pouches wanted to endorse me, I would say they are very pleasurable. They are a very nice nicotine alternative that you don't have to spit and it doesn't burn your throat, but you catch that nicotine buzz that most people crave.
Yeah, actually, I think I tried those for the first time with you. They're good. I like them.
Oh, it's nice. I don't ever use nicotine during the day, but if I have a couple of drinks, I'm just like, I need to combine this with the nicotine buzz. And
yeah, nothing better than drinking a nicotine.
Well, I couldn't get these delivered to the house. I could get beer and wine and everything delivered to the house, but I could only get like normal chew delivered.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wouldn't deliver these. And so I've been doing normal chew, and it's just like, oh, you put a dip in and then you have to spit, and it's like so terrible. And then I finally just like went to the store today and bought a roll of them, and it's so much nicer.
Oh, that felt so good peeing. Okay, microdosing. I want to talk about microdosing. You did some today?
Yes. So I microdosing, for those of you that don't know, is taking a small, it's 1/10 of the percent of a normal psilocybin mushroom trip. So you usually take, I usually used to take an eighth of mushrooms, which is 3.5 grams. So 1/10 of that is, well, it varies by person to person, but 2 to 3 points of psilocybin mushrooms to have a microdose. And so what I did was I ground up everything in a food processor into a powder, and I put it into capsules in 1 point increments. And so now I had a bunch of these little capsules, and I'll take two or three every third day. Usually I do Monday and I do Thursday.
Have you been doing it consistently, like for the last whatever?
Well, I have.
Or just when you want it, like when you're extra stressed or.
No, I wanted to do just Monday and Thursday because Monday's my first day off and Thursday is my first day before work. So I figured it helps me wind down from work, and then it helps me get ready for work the next week.
Okay.
And so I was doing that for a long time, and it's that the results vary a little bit because there is other things that play into it. Like I have to be able to, if I don't get enough sleep, it sort of doesn't work as well. If I just have other stuff going on, if I'm super busy, it doesn't really work as well. And then, but on a day where I get enough sleep, I wake up Monday, I eat breakfast, I take some, it gives you the same, if you've ever had a full-blown psilocybin trip, that in itself is something crazy, but the day after, you feel like, wow, holy shit, I can actually see everything as it actually is, or
yeah,
so you perceive it. This isn't, why was I stressed out about this? Why was I stressed out about that? There's no sense being stressed out about this, because why did this make me mad? It's silly.
Like very, very objective about your life. You're like almost you're looking at it from the outside.
It's a new perspective. This perspective is a big way to look at it. And for me, I've been getting irritated about the stupid shit, like my kids don't listen to me, or like everyone's pissed off in the house, and so I get pissed off too, and it's just like anger. And but if when I take it, I don't ever get high, besides one time I actually kind of got high because I think it was a weird concentration in the tablets, but it gives you a perspective on reality that is different from your normal everyday. So, a normal Monday, you wake up. My normal Mondays, I don't work Mondays. Nobody here works Mondays. So I wake up and there's kids screaming, and I'm just like got to cook breakfast and do all this stuff. And then the kids are fighting and everybody's fighting. And normally it just irritates me. But if I take a microdose of mushrooms, it's like, okay, kids fight. No shit. Like it's all
right.
Kids don't get along. I've got a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old. They're not going to always get along. And so it's like, I see everything differently. It's like the day after a full blown mushroom trip, but I don't get high and I don't have any negative effects. It just gives me a flat plane. It gives me a plane to work on that. There's emotion there, but it's regulated. It's so weird. It's like,
no, I totally get that. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. It just allows you to like step outside and look at things. I try to do that even sober, just like, all right, this is the situation is like sometimes when me and Sammy are fighting a lot, I'm like, is it really like a lot of times it was like when we were moving, you know, we're moving, we got a new house. Like you're like, it's not a surprising that we're fighting right now. I think anyone in our situation would be. And if you just look at it like it's a play that you're watching, you know, you're like, it's obvious how the movie is going to end. It's a very predictive movie. You know what I mean? Like they're moving, they're going to get in a fight and they're going to be friends at the end. And then everything's fine. Like, you know, I mean, it's, if you look at it like that, it allows you to do that a little bit. One, I had to tell this story just because probably like an eighth or something. I got really, really high though. I stayed up all night. I tried to sleep like an idiot because I didn't know any better, and I couldn't sleep. And then I woke up. This was like high school. And then woke up the next morning, and I had a rugby match like super early in the morning. And dude, I scored the most, they call them tries, but the most touchdowns I've ever scored in a single game.
Yeah.
Not that it's a performance enhancing drug, I don't know what it was, but
it's not performance enhancing, but it's focus enhancing.
Yeah.
So for me, for my specific time right now, like, okay, when I was a teenager or early 20s, when I would do mushrooms, I didn't, you know, I was working a shitty job, didn't really matter. I was making enough money to get by. I would do mushrooms and I'd be like, my go-to go back to thing was Fight Club. This one quote would always just like sort of set me into a different, we all work jobs we hate to buy things we don't need.
Yeah, right.
And so it's like that right there, like when I was broke and I didn't have hardly had enough money to go get some Taco Bell, it was like, I don't need that. I don't need anything. I don't need any of this. I'm living. I'm alive. I'm doing it. My perspective, it changes
your mantra. It's your mantra when you're broke like that. Well, and even it's a good mantra to have when you're not broke, because you're like, it puts perspective on it. Like, we have it so fucking good. Like, I was telling Sammy the other day, like, just the fact that I can, like, my biggest, like, conundrum of the day is, like, which delicious food am I going to get from which side of the, like, from what different continent? Like, I'm going to drive down the street. Should we get Mexican or should we get Italian? Like, that's my biggest conundrum of the day. Yeah. Like, come on, man. There's these fucking just these giant lavish houses just with people just ready to serve you like fucking slaves. Like, it's like how kings lived. Yeah. It's how kings lived. Yeah. And we're like middle class. We're what are, even if you're lower middle, like even if you're lower class, it's, you still look like a fucking king compared to a lot of people. And you got to put that in perspective sometimes.
Well, even if you're 100% like poverty, you still can come up with fucking $60 sometimes and go out and get treated like a king.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. Every once you get the king treatment every once in a while. Yeah. Maybe it's not every weekend or whatever, but it's every once in a while.
It's
so better than most people in the world. I mean,
for me, it's the microdosing is a big grounding. It grounds me because I'll be like today. Leash went back to work for the first day in 2 years, and I took a microdose this morning with breakfast when I fed the girl some cereal, and then they just wanted to like run buck wild and then watch some YouTube and shit. And normally I'm just like, no, you guys need to like entertain yourselves, like be kids. But I was like, you know, if I was, you know, 2 or 7 years old, I would want to sit around and watch some fucking YouTube too during the middle of the day.
Yeah, amen.
And when I was a kid, that wasn't a thing. But now I'm like, because I was like, yeah, sit and watch your YouTube, then let's have a fucking snack, and then let's wait for it to get warm outside, and let's go outside and play. And I was just like, I was completely level-headed the whole time, to where normally the kids would get a little rowdy and I'd be like, oh shit, you guys are being too loud. Calm down. I was like, whatever, just like, get rowdy, then let's go outside, you know. And I was just completely, and then let them go outside and let them dig in the dirt, and they got dirty within 5 minutes. And like, if I on a normal day, I'm like, god damn, I'm gonna have to clean up all this dirt and all this.
Right.
But then I was just like, you know what, kids need to get fucking dirty. Like, it gives me like this, it's not an outside perspective, but it's something that I normally, my thought process normally doesn't have in it, which is like a, I don't want to.
Acceptance, like an acceptance of this is my life.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's not a bad life or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say like a namaste type of thing. Like, no, fucking let the kids get dirty. Whatever. You know, because typically I don't like the hippie bullshit where like, let your kids fucking eat worms and fucking blah, blah, blah. But today I was just like, dude, they're gonna fucking get dirty. They're gonna fucking eat worms if they want to. Like, what the fuck ever. It's
whatever it'll be. Like, okay, sarah, sarah. Just let it be.
It's like a weird. Grounding is the only thing I can think of. It's like I'm up here thinking all these standards and doing all this stuff, and then but just this, it's I, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Totally makes sense. And then allows you, and then once you get that like second perspective on it, allows you to like be grateful for certain things too. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, now you're like, oh, okay, well, it's not about like what I gotta do, but it's like, oh, this is my life. And then you can be like, you can find like some some positives in it, you know, like, oh, it's good that I have kids. It's good that they want to go out and they have energy. And then we'll go play out in the dirt. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you can find little like gems in there instead of just hating all of it.
100%. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried. Today, I wasn't worried about cleaning them up after they fucking got dirty. It's like, fuck, when I was fucking 10 years old or 7 years old, I went out and got fucking filthy.
Yeah, seriously.
And I was, my grandparents weren't worried about it, but I, for some reason, most of the time, I'm just worried about them getting dirty. And it's like, I should never worry about them getting dirty. They're kids. Kids need to get dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
so shit out.
Yeah. And well, and the microdosing also helps me a lot with, well, it's all on the same lines. It's like, I just get pissed sometimes. I get pissed when the kids don't listen to me. I get pissed when my wife doesn't like listen to what I have to say, and I get pissed about it. But then it's like, what? When I do a microdose, it's like, why am I getting pissed about my kids not listening? I never listened to a fucking goddamn thing anybody had to say when I was
right. Yeah, like, or even now for that matter. Like, I'll do the same thing. Yeah. I get mad at Sammy for not listening, but I'm like, I don't listen to shit she says.
Hell,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I do, but also I don't, you know, like.
You say, okay, honey, and then you do whatever you want anyways.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I know, it's such a crazy, I guess.
Good. I'm glad you're still, and this is like, you've been doing it for at least a few months now or
it's
something.
It's been a couple months, yeah.
Yeah, and, so that's good. I'm curious to hear how you like it now. I'm curious to hear
it hasn't improved everything totally.
Yeah, sure.
But it's
like, to believe that is like ridiculous anyway. I mean, you know.
No. But it is.
It's an aid.
The days within that I do it are better, and right. which is substantial because, you know, I mean, it can
improve one or two days. Like, that's a huge deal, you know, like in a given month or week or whatever.
Yeah, no, I would recommend it to anybody, and that's the thing. It's so weird. Like, okay, anybody that's never done mushrooms, they're like, "Holy fuck, I would never do that. I would never." Okay, right. Example. I'm not gonna say names, but
you want to shout out to your drug dealer?
No. You're one of your sister's friends. Her boyfriend was like going to a Tool concert, and so I was like, "Oh yeah, here, take." Like, he's like begging me to give him like an eighth or whatever, and I was like, no, just here, take 3 points before the concert, and then it will enhance your experience exponentially. It won't be like you're fucking tripping balls or whatever. And he was like, okay, yeah. And he ended up forgetting them before he left because we were all drinking that night. But the said friend came by a couple days later, he's like, oh yeah, Hunter forgot whatever, and I was like, hand her the baggie, like, oh yeah, here you go. And he's like, oh yeah, we're just gonna try him out, like, just by ourselves. And I think you know the friend I'm talking about, but
yeah, I do.
I never heard back from that, but it's like that the straight edge people that have never done anything, I think, would benefit the most out of it.
Yeah, because
I know what to expect from like a full-blown psilocybin.
Right, for you it's easy. You're like, oh, microdosing is no problem because I've like, yeah. You're like, I've done a full-blown mushroom dose and like talked to my teacher when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I came across them in public, like, you've dealt with far great, like, more dire straits. So like doing a microdose and hanging out with your kids is like so obviously like doable that it's not even, you know, you don't even think about it twice. It's like,
yeah, no. So the first time I did it a couple of months ago, I ground them all up the night before. I put them all in capsules, and you're supposed to do it 100% powder, right? Like, because that make sure it's completely like perfect concentration in the powder.
Got
but
it.
I didn't do that, but it's fine. But the first time I took it, I took it about like noon or something. In between noon and two, and I had to pick Lila up from school at I had to be there at 3:20. All right, so wasn't feeling anything. I get in the car to go pick up Lila from school, and I'm just like driving. Everything is perfectly normal. Everything, and then holy shit, I just got I wasn't transported physically. my physical body and my capability to do what my physical body wanted me to do was perfect. I was driving perfectly normal, doing everything, but then I started having lucid, like lucid dreaming, but it was my thoughts. I could do a thought here, I could do a thought here, and then both of those thoughts could converge as I was driving, doing my normal everyday thing. And so,
I know what you mean.
It's like
for someone listening, because you brought the straight edge case, like some guy listening that has never done this, like they're gonna be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
No, 100%. No, that's what it was too. I was like, because I'm 100% everything, even more advanced driving than normal. Like I was more sensitive to everything, but my perception of my thoughts and the way that I could see my thoughts, it was like daydreaming, but I could see my daydreams. But then I was also still 100% coherent and focused on the road. It was like my normal everyday life, but then also this extra
enhanced cognitive I, like sometimes I, when I was on mushrooms, I would feel like, you know, like limitless, like that's how I described it, like ever seen the movie Limitless, like just you're able to see like all the little caveats of like social interactions and like people and your relationships and like it all just like fuck it. You've like mapped it all out in your head and it makes sense. You don't just like take it for granted. Like it's almost like instinctual in your everyday life. It's instinctual and you're just kind of like going through the steps and the motions and it's just become like a habit for you. And then when you take that stuff, it's just like, oh, you see the map that you've the instinctual map that you've created over 100%. The years. You know what I mean?
That's what it's like. It's like the things you get, the benefits you get off a full blown trip without any of the other things. No body high, no visuals, no nothing. It's but you're getting that mental clarity.
That's awesome. Yeah, because it's like when you're that high, when you're doing like a eighth or whatever, that's debilitating. Like you can't go function out in the real world. I mean, you can pass, but like it's hard. It's real hard. It's frightening. You don't want to be around regular people. It scares you. Yeah. But for a microdose, I mean, if you could.
Yeah. So every microdose has been like,
do you get any paranoia at all, or
no paranoia at all? No, nothing.
That's awesome.
No,
that's awesome.
So, no negative effects. That's the greatest part. But there was one time. So this was a couple weeks ago. So I, Leish went to go somewhere. I can't remember where she went, but I woke up, I made the kids breakfast, I took my microdose, and then I drank coffee, but I didn't eat anything. So and then also, as I spoke about earlier, I didn't actually grind everything up into a fine powder. Some of them had chunks, so I
like your doses aren't perfect, but you weren't necessarily worried about it.
I knew the exact amount weight I was taking, but the concentration is varied. But right. So the ones I took that day, so I was sitting here and the kids were playing and I was like, came in to check my email or something. And then all of a sudden my forearms started feeling, you know, that, wiggle leg or a jello leg feeling.
That body high feeling. Yeah.
You start with jello legs, right?
Yeah.
But it was my forearms and I was like, what the fuck? Why do my forearms feel so weird? And I was just, it's like sitting there and I was like, I took 3 points. There's no way I could possibly get high off of 3 points. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And so I'm sitting there like trying to figure out my forearms. And I was like, okay, well, I drank a big cup of coffee and then I took mushrooms and I didn't eat any food. So it's like, maybe like it's all like hyper and intensive on everything that shouldn't normally be like that because I should have food in my stomach. And it was like a solid hour where I just felt like this weird, weird feeling. And it was 100% a mushroom body high, but off of 3 points. But maybe those ones had chunks in them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a multitude of factors coming together. Like you didn't eat coffee. It was probably a higher dose. Yeah, for sure. I've had mushroom trips where I eat, like I'll eat, or maybe I eat like an eighth of mushrooms with one person. And it's like, oh, I'm pretty high, but nothing crazy. And then another time I eat half that amount. And like, you know, not that I've done it like an extravagant amount, but like over, maybe I've done it like 10 times or 15
Yeah.
times. But, and then another time I eat half that amount and it's the highest I've ever been. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
like, it's obviously not an exact science, but if you wanted to start microdosing, you could just start real small. Grind it all up, take one capsule, see how that affects you, and
Yeah,
then, you know,
exactly.
like in a controlled environment, and then decide for the rest of that batch, like how much you're going to take for a microdose or whatever. For me and you, like we probably take more than someone who's never done it before,
Well,
but
I started with two, and then two points, right?
yeah.
And 2 points, I was like, man, it was helping me out a little bit, but I hit 3 points, and it was like the good experiences of mushrooms without all the crazy side effects, and I liked that.
I honestly feel like that's how most, it's like I wish that's how I did drugs when I was like in high school when I was
Oh, yeah.
experimenting. Like I, because you get brought up like, well, maybe not everyone, but like if you're in that culture, people tell you like, oh, you do as much as you can, and you have the craziest fucking experience, and that's the most intense, and like, but I almost feel like they're really like,
Microdosing, yeah.
they're really meant to, like, it's not even a microdose, it's just like the amount you should actually take. You know what I mean? Like
Personally, yeah.
in a lot of ways, like even with weed or like it's like people smoke way too much fucking weed, man. Like I like weed now, but I'll do the gummies with like 1 milligram or like 5 milligrams, and me and Sammy will split one on a weekend or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, and it's great. It's great. You know, we do it every once in a while, but I
Yeah,
used to
no,
just like do bong rips, and I'd eat and ate the mushrooms, and like it just wrecks your fucking body and your mind and shit. I mean, not it's a good experience, don't get me wrong, but it's also
I
like, if I wish the caution was more towards like, hey, do less and then figure out what you like, because a lot of people I think get turned off because they're like they do bong rips, they get really high, and they're like, fuck weed, I was so paranoid. Or like they do a bunch of mushrooms and like that was, I'm never gonna do that again. I thought I was gonna die, you know. But if they did a microdose or what, you know, whatever, maybe they'd like it.
No, yeah, that's the thing. Just do a little bit.
Just a
Just do a little
yeah, tiny little bit, it won't affect you, it'll be gone in like an hour, and then you can see if you like it, you know.
Yeah, no, I can't smoke weed because of my job, but if
Oh
I
yeah, do they test for, so they don't test for mushroom stuff, or it
you
leaves your body
can't.
so fast.
Well, no, the only way you can test for it is to test shit. And
Oh, okay.
so they would have to like ask me to test my shit, and I don't think they're gonna do that.
Yeah, right. Shit into this cup. You're like, okay.
Yeah. No, it sucks. I wish I could smoke weed though, because it's so fucking like all everything that they can do now. Like you could literally know your actual dose that you're taking. Like if you ever ate a
That's nice.
brownie back in the day, you're just like it literally you were like, meh, or it fucking destroyed
I
you.
stopped taking brown I stopped taking brownies from people back in the day because I was
Oh,
like,
God.
I would do it and then fucking I would get so high, and then like I threw up one time from eating a brownie.
Dude,
I was just like, dude, I'm not doing this anymore. It's ridiculous.
I ate a couple brownies and then walked around the country fair one time, and it was like, okay, so people tell me that they don't ever have psychedelic experiences off a mush or off a weed, and
Oh, 100% you can. I mean,
what the fuck? Like literally,
yeah.
I've had some like,
It
okay.
is a psychedelic drug. I mean, you can look it up. It's 100% a psychedelic drug. It will give you visions.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh no, yeah, I've so like with the only time it's ever happened to me is with like zero tolerance, like when I first started smoking, and then when I
Yeah,
didn't,
everyone
when
has
I
crazy first time experience, and that's why they keep doing it. And
well
then,
yeah,
because they like it or they hate it.
and then when I didn't smoke for a while and then did a heavy dose, it was like, yeah, like it's 100% like tripped. Like the first time I ever smoked, my buddy, well no, it wasn't the first time I smoked, but it was over the first time I smoked like a joint or something, not just like a pop can hit.
Yeah, right.
And my buddy's like, yeah, let's go smoke this, do these fucking, hold on just a second, I'm walking through the house and there's kids awake and stuff. I'll resume the story.
Do they know that you microdose?
Leash does, the kids don't know.
Kids down, yeah. Yeah, it'd be a hard thing to explain to them at this point.
I mean, they know I drink lots of green sodas.
it the Bang?
No, that's like Rolling Rock.
Oh yeah, Rolling Rock. Rolling Rock's that's like my favorite cheap beer.
Dude, it's $13 for an 18 pack.
And it's pretty good. It's pretty
Yeah,
good. It's
I
better. It's
think
better
so.
than the other ones.
We've been doing a lot of red beers recently, which is like just like a cheap beer mixed with clamato juice. And it's fucking pretty yummy. I mean, clamato juice has a ton of sodium, but it's also delicious.
Yeah, that stuff is good. I didn't like it, but I've grown to love it over the years.
I'm back. All right, what were we talking about?
I think still microdosing. I can't remember
Oh
exactly
no.
what the.
So, yeah, no, I can't remember. We got on a tangent and my kids were awake, so.
Microdosed it. That's rad. I need to do a fucking mushroom trip now.
Well, no. So if I get laid off, let's fucking just go camping. And I've still got like fucking 3/4 of an ounce of mushrooms in my safe. And we should just either trip out or just do whatever. But
All right, I'm down with that. Yeah, that sounds awesome. You think you're going to? Maybe, potentially soon?
so everyone's getting scared at work, obviously, because of what's going on, and then the veterans, like the old dudes that have been through like the 2009 layoff, 2008
Right.
layoff, and the one before that, they're like, dude, shit's going down around here. Everyone's getting laid off. And I was just like,
Right. They
fuck.
see the signs. They know. They know.
Yeah, no, so yeah, they are just like aware of that, and I'm just like, fuck. But I already have another job lined up if I do get laid off, which is nice, but I also
And
just
you'll
want
get
to.
unemployment and like, right, I mean, you'll be all right in the short term, at least, or
Oh yeah,
whatever.
no, 4 months I will get like a fuck ton of money.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yeah, no, I
Yeah, I'm
mean.
down. Let's do a camp trip. I'll take some time off, even, dude. We can go on like a long one. Like, I don't even give at this point. I don't give a
Please, no,
flying fuck, dude. I was gonna
seriously.
take a vacation anyways, and so I'd be more than happy to do a fucking camp trip. That'd be
Yeah,
awesome.
that'd be so fun just to trip out and just have a fire and stuff. Oh my
Yeah, just have
gosh.
like a week off camping. Like, ooh, dude, that sounds so good. I
Doesn't it
mean,
though?
oh my God, it sounds so good.
Yeah.
That's like all I want to do right now. We were talking about it. Like, fuck, man, I just want to get away. But there's not a lot of options right now. So camping's like one of the only things you can do.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, let's get one more topic off the table,
Okay.
but you have to pick it.
That was it. We covered the two, the fucking messenger thing, and then the microdosing was like the main things I wanted to bring up, but I don't have a third one. You gotta bring up a third one.
I don't know, have you invested in silver at all?
No, I still only have gold. I have gold, but like not straight gold. I have stocks. I
Oh,
want to. I want
idiot.
to. I know, dude. I know. I want to buy. I want to buy some real, like medallions or no, I want a bar. That's what we were looking at. Like silver. No, the gold
Yeah.
bars are like ridiculous, right? But silver bars are
Yeah, I've got like,
reasonable. Well, not reasonable, but they're like
I've got
less.
like, yeah, I've got like 10 ounces of silver, and which is right now at the value, it's like $170. But if it goes up to like $50 an ounce, that would be like $500.
Silver bar cost. I'm gonna look.
Spot
Okay,
price.
silver bar by 5 ounce, 10 ounce kilo.
Well, no, do search silver bar spot price
Okay,
or ounce spot price.
silver ounce spot price.
Yeah.
Okay, silver ounce spot price. Silver price per ounce, $15, 36 cents.
Yeah, so what I have is worth like $150 right now. But
And
look
there's
at,
how many
but
ounces? 20, no.
I have 10 ounces, but Google silver spot price history.
Oh, okay. History. Or let's do chart. They got a chart. When the fuck I don't have it.
Look at that. Look at the high in 2010, 11.
I don't see the same. Oh, wait, are you looking at a screen right now?
No, I'm just looking at you. You look like an idiot.
I don't see it. I don't have it. Wait, here's the chart. Here's the chart. 1 month, 6 month, 1 year, 3 year. Okay. All.
Look at like.
Here we go. Okay, the peak was in 2011.
Right after the crash.
Right after the crash. Right, that makes sense. $45-ish.
So what I have would be worth $450.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. It's like buy low and then you can fucking sell it off then. But you actually can't even buy any right now because everybody was started buying it.
Right.
But what I bought for $180 could be worth $450 in a couple years. It's crazy.
I just want like a fucking gold bar and a silver bar. And like honestly just because if I'm being honest. That'd be so cool. But that,
Google what 1 gram of gold is worth right now.
Gram of gold price.
Spot price.
And then 28 to a how much? I guess I don't even know how much a bar is.
So just gold do price
per gram is $53.
Yeah, so I have 1 gold gram in my safe. It's nice. Worth $3. That's fucking crazy.
Gold price per kilo, $53,000.
Well, yeah, because that's 1,000 grams.
Damn, son.
I know, I needed 5 of those.
Is that what a bar is? Is a kilo? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, bars, you can get bars in every increment, but I have I have 1 gram of gold and I have like 10 ounces of silver.
I need some of that. That'd be nice just to hold the actual, because I mean, in all reality, like you can buy gold stocks, but
gold stock is bullshit.
Right. Like if the system collapses, stocks don't mean anything, you know, which is kind of like the reason people invest in gold, which is, you know, the only reason I bring it up anyways. Yeah. You're like, oh, well, if everything else goes to shit, gold's still good. So invest in gold. But you're like, well,
no, you need
physical. If everything goes gold to shit and you don't actually physically own the gold, then
exactly. Really...
I saw this one Preppers episode and it was the dude was stocking up on liquor.
Oh, dude, I love it. Was it the Discovery Channel one?
It might have been. It was a while back that I watched it, but this is going to be the new currency. He's like, he didn't say forget gold. I think he had gold too, but he was like, this is like the day-to-day transactional. Like if you have good liquor in a day and age where people are like, you know, if a true apocalypse where everyone's like broke and cannibalizing each other and fucking there's like 20 people left on Earth. Like if you have like a bottle of like Seagram's,
yeah,
you know, like people would pay top dollar for that thing. Top
I know
dollar.
That's why we need to buy a fucking bunker, bro. I'm telling you, after this blows over, I'm seriously down to negotiate with you to buy a bunker,
some land, and then we can.
Well, yeah, no, we build our own bunker, but yeah, no, Christmas Valley outside of fucking in Southern Oregon, you can buy. Are you pissing in a cup?
Yeah.
If I did that, I would get beat up by my wife, but that is amazing that you're doing that. Free country, right?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I'm going to fill it up. I had to pinch it off.
Perfect. Now piss in your own face.